You are going to listen to a radio discussion with a cultural anthropologist about customs and traditions in different countries. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome back to the Big Wide World Show. With me now is cultural anthropologist Professor Connie Moon, who's made it her life's work to examine cultural practices from across the globe. Hello, Connie. Delighted to have you here today.
Hi. Good to be here. Thanks.
So, I want to talk about interesting and meaningful traditions around the world. But where do we start with this topic?
Well, I'll start, if I may, with the African continent, which is so rich in culture. The people of Africa really do preserve their traditions.
Well, surely you could say that about most places.
Well, actually, some Europeans have strayed from tradition when it comes to certain life rituals, weddings, for instance. But back to Africa. Music and dance are a huge part of the culture in many African countries, and people love to express themselves via this medium. Having said that, they also communicate meaning by using other art forms.
Like paintings and sculpture?
Exactly. So, in a lot of African countries, couples are usually freestanding figures of similar size, representing the idea of two as one. Whereas in most Western cultures, this image would stand to mean love and intimacy, in African cultures, it usually means strength and respect. Because it's rather uncommon for African couples to kiss or cuddle in public.
Right. Totally the opposite of most Western cultures, then.
Yes. And the Zulu people have some beautiful traditions. When it comes to love, for instance, many of us associate a beautifully written message with romance. The Zulu people have beads, small round pieces of plastic, for that. The color of each bead carries a specific meaning. And bracelets made of beads of different colors are exchanged between couples in place of love letters to show how they feel about each other.
Lovely. How about the Middle East? Are there a lot of meaningful traditions there?
Absolutely. I've just been researching Iran and comparing customs there with those in Turkey and Afghanistan. Water features quite heavily in traditions in these countries.
Water? Go on.
So, in Iran, when someone's setting off on a long journey, it's customary to follow them out to the street and throw some water after them. Could be, say, from a jug or a glass. The whole point of this symbolic gesture is to guarantee their safe return and keep evil away.
How nice, huh?
Yes. And there's another interesting Iranian custom concerning water. In Iran, if you ask for a glass of water, Iranians will put the glass on a plate before giving it to you. While I was in Tehran, I saw some non-Iranians handing Iranians a glass of water, just as you or I might do, and it was obvious they'd committed a massive faux pas, as they say.
So, are there any water-related customs in other countries, I wonder?
Oh, yes. In China, for example, people avoid drinking cold water. The belief is that it's not good for you, and that water at higher temperature can do all sorts of wonders. Such as get rid of illnesses, and also ensure that people don't get diseases.
Yes, I can understand the reasoning behind that. Have you done much research into Chinese customs and traditions? I imagine there are lots.
I have, But to be honest, I can probably speak with greater authority on Japanese customs and traditions. Respect is very important to the Japanese, particularly for the elderly.
Yes, I spent several months there when I was at university on an exchange program.
So perhaps you know that if you're invited to a Japanese home for dinner, you must show your host that you're grateful for the invitation. And you do this by giving them a gift.
That's right, and a beautifully wrapped gift too.
Correct. And if you're invited out, let's say to a work event, because the company you work for is hosting that event, it's not customary to tip the waiters at such gatherings.
Oh, why is that?
Well, it can imply that the business is poor.
Which would be an insult. Of course, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Another popular Japanese practice is public napping. Putting your head down on your desk at work and snoozing for 15 minutes.
No way. That's acceptable, is it?
It's actually respected as a sign of a person who's working hard to contribute to the company's success. This concept is known as inemuri, which basically means sleep while being present.
Well, Connie, I could chat about this all day, but unfortunately, we have to go to another commercial break now. Thanks so much. Welcome back to the Big Wide World Show. With me now is cultural anthropologist Professor Connie Moon, who's made it her life's work to examine cultural practices from across the globe. Hello, Connie. Delighted to have you here today.
Hi. Good to be here. Thanks.
So, I want to talk about interesting and meaningful traditions around the world. But where do we start with this topic?
Well, I'll start, if I may, with the African continent, which is so rich in culture. The people of Africa really do preserve their traditions.
Well, surely you could say that about most places.
Well, actually, some Europeans have strayed from tradition when it comes to certain life rituals, weddings, for instance. But back to Africa. Music and dance are a huge part of the culture in many African countries, and people love to express themselves via this medium. Having said that, they also communicate meaning by using other art forms.
Like paintings and sculpture?
Exactly. So, in a lot of African countries, couples are usually freestanding figures of similar size, representing the idea of two as one. Whereas in most Western cultures, this image would stand to mean love and intimacy, in African cultures, it usually means strength and respect. Because it's rather uncommon for African couples to kiss or cuddle in public.
Right. Totally the opposite of most Western cultures, then.
Yes. And the Zulu people have some beautiful traditions. When it comes to love, for instance, many of us associate a beautifully written message with romance. The Zulu people have beads, small round pieces of plastic, for that. The color of each bead carries a specific meaning. And bracelets made of beads of different colors are exchanged between couples in place of love letters to show how they feel about each other.
Lovely. How about the Middle East? Are there a lot of meaningful traditions there?
Absolutely. I've just been researching Iran and comparing customs there with those in Turkey and Afghanistan. Water features quite heavily in traditions in these countries.
Water? Go on.
So, in Iran, when someone's setting off on a long journey, it's customary to follow them out to the street and throw some water after them. Could be, say, from a jug or a glass. The whole point of this symbolic gesture is to guarantee their safe return and keep evil away.
How nice, huh?
Yes. And there's another interesting Iranian custom concerning water. In Iran, if you ask for a glass of water, Iranians will put the glass on a plate before giving it to you. While I was in Tehran, I saw some non-Iranians handing Iranians a glass of water, just as you or I might do, and it was obvious they'd committed a massive faux pas, as they say.
So, are there any water-related customs in other countries, I wonder?
Oh, yes. In China, for example, people avoid drinking cold water. The belief is that it's not good for you, and that water at higher temperature can do all sorts of wonders, such as get rid of illnesses, and also ensure that people don't get diseases.
Yes, I can understand the reasoning behind that. Have you done much research into Chinese customs and traditions? I imagine there are lots.
I have, but to be honest, I can probably speak with greater authority on Japanese customs and traditions. Respect is very important to the Japanese, particularly for the elderly.
Yes, I spent several months there when I was at university on an exchange program.
So perhaps you know that if you're invited to a Japanese home for dinner, you must show your host that you're grateful for the invitation. And you do this by giving them a gift.
That's right, and a beautifully wrapped gift too.
Correct. And if you're invited out, let's say to a work event, because the company you work for is hosting that event, it's not customary to tip the waiters at such gatherings.
Oh, why is that?
Well, it can imply that the business is poor.
Which would be an insult. Of course, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Another popular Japanese practice is public napping, putting your head down on your desk at work and snoozing for 15 minutes.
No way. That's acceptable, is it?
It's actually respected as a sign of a person who's working hard to contribute to the company's success. This concept is known as inemuri, which basically means sleep while being present.
Well, Connie, I could chat about this all day, but unfortunately, we have to go to another commercial break now. Thanks so much.